Schools are preparing to reopen safely at the end of this month, and lots of businesses are helping them to do just that. I visited one such company, Zimmer Biomet, in Shannon, County Clare, which makes orthopaedic medical devices. I spoke to site leader Claude Costello.
As part of our corporate social responsibility, we want to do something for the community, and in particular for the schools. So our motto, our philosophy as a business, is made as if intended for my family. So all our orthopaedic implants are manufactured as if they would be manufactured for a member of your own family. And in July of this year, we were very conscious of the anxiety that was out there amongst parents and teachers and children about the reopening of the schools. So we wanted to do something to support and enable the safe reopening of those schools.
The company invited principals from 13 schools in Clare, Limerick and Galway to show them the measures that have been put in place at Zimmer Biomet and how they could adapt those measures in their schools.
They were delighted to see what good looks like in that type of situation. And, you know, while the measures we put in place are being deployed in an industrial environment, many of them are effective in any environment, and the school setting being no different. Before they left, we gave them what we called our Zimmer Biomet COVID-19 back to school safety pack, and what that included was some visual management systems, some signage, some floor tape and some sanitization dispensers that could be used in the schools to basically get them started.
Patrice Hayes is principal of St Aidan's National School, which has 260 children enrolled in Shannon, County Clare.
I jumped to the chance to go to Zimmer because my experience of Zimmer has led me to believe that they are innovative, creative and, quite frankly, have expertise in leadership. So I felt that anything that they had to offer would be worthwhile and would give us very practical advice. It got us thinking here in St Aidan's very logically and practically, because we have now started to think about entry and exit points, arrival and dismissal times, policy formation, and above all, communication.
They also provided safety packs. Has the department provided anything like that?
Not as yet. The Department of Education have suggested that they will supply us with hand sanitising equipment towards the end of August. One of the standout things that Zimmer Biomet have done is that they have created signage that is very, very child-friendly. It's intended for the target audience, which obviously is children. And I think it was designed by 11-year-old Sive. And she deserves huge credit for that because it is very eye-catching.
Yes, I think children will understand it because it's very colourful and it has loads of cute animals on it.
Sive O'Donovan attends Crushy National School in Clare. She designed a sign with the 6 steps to stay safe at school.
Keeping a safe distance, covering your mouth when you sneeze or cough, wash your hands regularly, use your own pens and pencils, do not shake hands or hug, and tell your teacher if you feel sick.
It's really important for private industry that schools reopen again. Claude Costello from Zimmer Biomet explains why.
It's the schools and the third level institutes that's providing the pipeline of talent that's going to allow us to reopen and grow all the businesses in Ireland and grow Zimmer Biomet as a business, but also to use that talent to grow the economy. So I think it's essential that the private sector get involved in initiatives like this.
I'm very confident to open St Aidan's. I mean, we have here in St Aidan's taken every practical measure that we believe that we could have to date. We have a fantastic support network in our parents, our board of management and the staff. So together, I think that we can and will open St Aidan's safely on the 31st of August. And please God that we will all stay safe.
I'm looking forward to go back to see my teachers and my friends, and I miss playing in the yard.
11-year-old Sive O'Donovan there, looking forward to going back to school. I'll have more at 8:30. Audrey.